we are, First Aid Educate, you know, our mission is like to engagement with school boards and supporting the districts and having community participation. And I think that all the data doesn't kind of come out in one big dump of like, oh, here's all the information. It's like overwhelming, you know. You try to sort through this and you say, what does it mean? So I think getting it in kind of bite-sized pieces is helpful. So a parent, right, if I was a parent in X school district and I get these results and I see, okay, my district overall improved, let's say 3%, right? But then I say, let me look at the schools. And you can do this on the state's website. Let's drill down. Let's look at the schools that contribute. So grades 3 to 8. Okay. So I can look at the growth and the performance the achievement, the proficiency, because growth didn't come out yet. I can look for all the elementary schools and all the middle schools. So K-5, which would just be grades 3 to 5 that got tested, and then 6, 7, and 8, right? Mm-hmm. And I can say, okay, well, let's say there's 5 elementary schools. My child's school did as well as, in terms of proficiency, my child's school and 2 other schools were at 48%, but there were 2 other schools that are at 42, mm-hmm. right? This is what the citizens should be looking at. Okay, right? So is everyone doing equally well? Okay, no, they're not. Okay, well, which are the 2 schools that are struggling? Okay, schools, 4 and 5. Mm-hmm. Well, why are they struggling? Who goes to school there? Okay, what's the unique profile of those students? There's heavy concentrations of English language learners. Okay, great. What are the programs the district is putting in to those schools? Okay, it's program 1 and 2. Great, program 1 and 2. Show me in the budget or ask a board member, are you making additional investments? Because those students need the resources to be able to get caught up with their peers. And that is really the foundation of what the new funding formula is supposed to create the flexibility to be able to do. So that's what citizens should do, because if the board isn't ensuring that the district is investing the money in 1, where the need is, and then 2, at the end of the year, looking to see, did that investment produce a change in achievement? It didn't. Okay, let's understand why. Because don't keep buying a thing that didn't work. Or if you needed more PD because teachers didn't know exactly how to implement it, make sure next year you're investing in that. But that's why the coherence thing that I mentioned in the beginning is so important. Because you can't change strategies every year. You've got to invest and you've got to hold the course, because it takes a few cycles to be able to see the cumulative effect. Mm-hmm. So that's what the citizens should be looking for. We can't be all over the place. We've got to be intentional. You've got to be able to tell me, who's your priority school? What are you investing to make sure that that changed? What are you expecting at the end of the year? What did you see? Mm-hmm. And why? And what's going to be different?